Turning Point USA calls for firing of NBA employee who mocked Charlie Kirk on social media. By Catherine Hamilton on October 19, 2025. Turning Point USA is calling for the NBA to fire an employee who posted offensive comments about the assassination of Charlie Kirk on social media. Kirk, who founded the conservative youth organization in 2012, was shot and killed on September 10 while engaging in debate at Utah Valley University. The NBA employee was suspended for 2 weeks with no pay for violating multiple NBA policies after making inappropriate posts about Kirk's assassination. But Turning Point USA is pushing for more action, Fox News reported. The opinion of this team, and that of any decent American, is that if someone is morally depraved enough to celebrate the cold-blooded assassination of an innocent husband and father, let alone an American hero like Charlie, then they deserve to be immediately fired. A spokesperson for Turning Point told OutKick, which first reported on the NBA employee's posts. It's an instant black eye to any employer who refuses to take action. This shouldn't be newsworthy or exceptional, the spokesperson continued. We hope the NBA doesn't stop at suspension but goes the full distance and fires this individual, as they well deserve. The employee in question reportedly called Kirk, a conservative firebrand and devout follower of Jesus Christ, a terrible person and a s-hole in a story posted to Instagram. The employee also said Kirk had no legacy. Did absolutely nothing healthy for the world except spew dangerous rhetoric. There is no legacy, the post reportedly read. Oh, I also forgot to include thoughts and prayers. Lamau, the employee said in another post, for the report. The NBA did not make clear when the suspension went into effect and which specific policies the employee violated, according to the report. The NBA did not respond to a request for comment from Fox News at the time of publication. Kirk was posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Tuesday, which is the same day he would have turned 32 years old.